Well, to go with our lighter theme this week, I thought we'd go for some lighter news as well. So to start with, an endangered yellow-eyed penguin has won New Zealand's coveted Bird of the Year competition after 2 weeks of intense campaigning. The Hoiho saw off more than five rivals to become the first penguin to win the annual honour in its 14-year history. That is correct, 14 years of this bird competition.
Look, I'm happy for this penguin, but can I just say that's not what I voted for? I vote for the New Zealand Bird of the Year every single year, and I voted for the kokako, so I'm a bit annoyed. But
do you
I'm
actually
glad.
Vote for the New Zealand Bird of the Year?
Yeah, dude, I worked with the kokako.
I didn't even know it was a thing you could vote on.
Yeah, dude, there's also an Australian one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I can't vote in either of those elections.
Sorry, but democracy ran its course, and Hoiho was the
robbed.
Winner. Robbed. Next up, to continue our cute animal theme. A mouse deer species, not seen for nearly 30 years and thought to have been extinct, has shown up in Vietnam.
Ooh, of all places.
I mean, it's the Vietnamese mouse deer.
Oh, okay. That does make sense.
The rediscovery of the silverbacked chevrotin, or Vietnamese mouse deer, near the city of Nha Trang is reassuring, given previous suspicions that it might have died out as a result of poaching and habitat loss. So, not everything's bad.
Not everything's gone extinct.
The humans exactly. Haven't destroyed everything.
Wow. And lastly, the world's first vagina museum is to open in London.
Oh, topical.
Yay.
The Muffbusters exhibition begins in Camden in hope of tackling myths on taboo body parts.
Amazing.
Muffbusters.
I'm very excited to visit this museum. And yeah, you said earlier that they had vulva earrings?
Yes,
sale?
They have crochet vulva earrings.
It's just what I always wanted.
There's an image.
If anyone wants to buy me a Christmas present, that's what I want.